Okay, talking with Pat Flavin. First, this is your second Camp Rantoul.
Yes, sir.
Compare the two. Like, was last year a little overwhelming, or?
Yeah, I think last year the big thing was just you don't know what to expect. You don't even know what the place looks like when you're coming in. So I think this year there's just a bit more of a comfort level there.
Right.
Knowing what to expect with camp, and then also just knowing these coaches too. I mean, you know, working, we didn't have a chance, you know, coming in as a freshman last year, you don't have a chance to work with the coaches as much in the summer, so that's really the first time you're practicing with them.
Sure.
You know, practicing with Coach Buckus and the entire staff in the spring, you really know what they look for, you know, in practice, so you can really kind of go into it knowing, you know, what you want to accomplish.
Right, right. And you're playing mostly right tackle in camp, or you trying both tackle spots?
Mostly right tackle. I mean, today with the split practices, you know, guys kind of got to go where they're needed just to give some guys some blows, but right tackle.
Yeah. And you've been, I remember, you know, you were like, we're going to add bulk. Like, bulk was a big thing for your red shirt year.
Sure.
Where are you at on weight? What's your goal? Do the coaches have you any, like, you know, on this program by 2013, you need to be this?
Or? Sure. I mean, I'm at 282 right now. My goal for, the start of the season is to get to 290.
Okay.
And like you said, that was a huge priority for me in the offseason.
Right.
Just adding bulk, and I can see it. You know, with the strength staff, they've done an awesome job with me.
Yeah.
Just, you know, putting on good weight, making sure I don't lose a step by just getting fat. So,
right.
You know, I can really see the results paying off in the field, too. I'm able to move some heavier guys and take on some bull rushes a little bit better, so it's paid off.
Now, there's a famous thing in Illini lore where basketball player Mike Tisdale was on a 5,000-calorie diet.
I heard about that, yeah.
Do you get that much food, or what? Do you have a diet that they said you got to eat 4,000 calories or anything like that, or is it just, you know,
muscle weight? Well, Coach Hillman and his staff on off weeks gave us a plan for, you know, if you're working out heavy one day, you know, when we weren't working out with them when we were home, how many calories you should be taking, and I've kind of tried to stick to that on my daily basis. You know, it's not like Tisdale's where it's like every meal is mapped out. I mean, I think I'm just trying to eat good weight. After workouts in the summer, we'd go into the weight room and take a protein shake. It was probably around definitely quadruple digits, I think, maybe 1,500, I don't know. So that pays off. It's like a three-course meal almost. But, I mean, yeah, they've definitely made it a priority for me. And so,
so after a hot practice like this, or even last night, where you're sweating and you're this and that, what's a meal going to be like for you?
Definitely hydration is the first thing.
Yeah.
They gave us those water bottles where you got to drink so many of them a day. For me, it's five. So, I mean, that kind of helps get you back up. And then, just take advantage of the meals here. I mean, it's... Yeah. For me especially, I can't just get back to where I was. I'm trying to gain as well, so I really kind of got to take advantage of eating throughout the day and hydrating throughout the day.
Sure. Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks. Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. All right. Can you... Yeah, sure.